along the coast of Sena Dalit Mateis, middle of the Iksugya. So we're now very comfortable with the Shakavitarya, I hope. Part of the sugya deals with the limud of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rav Sheibu Maisa Lokin Olav, because Imar mentioned the limud from Moti Shemra, first in connection to the din of the Mishnah, according to a mayor. And now we have another possibility that it was Rabbi Yehuda who holds Rav Sheibu Maisa Lokin Olav, who was Gamra mi Moti Shemra. Just like Moti Shemra gets Malkis, as we know, even though it's a Rav Sheibu Maisa, so too, Rav Sheibu Maisa Lokin Olav. The Gemara asks, but you can't learn from Moti Shemra because there's a Chumra by Moti Shemra of Lokin and Mishalmin. We're assuming now, not like Rav Meir in the Mishnah, like the Rabbana. So the Lokin and Shalmin is an exception, it's not the norm. So how could you learn from Moti Shemra? So the Gemara says, who learned from Edom Zomimin? Right? Edom Zomimin gets Malkus, Rashi learns by Ben Grusha, even though it's Rav Sheim Bo Maisa. So you can learn from there, Rav Sheim Maisa Lokin Olav. Ask the Gemara, but Edom Zomimin has a Chumra She'en Tzvichem Hasra. So therefore, maybe that's why you have also this Chumra of Rav Sheim Maisa Lokin Olav. You see another Chumra of En Tzvichem Hasra. Says the Gemara, okay, Moti Shema Yochiach, the Chaz of Hadin. So you have a Tzadashava. What's the Tzadashava from Edom Zomimin and Moti Shemra? In both cases, Rav Sheim B'Maisa Lokin Olav. So to everywhere else, Rav Sheim B'Maisa Lokin Olav. That's the Tzadashava. In fact, the Gemara on this Tzadashava, Mala Tzadashava Shebehen Shekein Knas. We have here by Moti Shemra the status of Knas with regard to the Mayor Kesef Moti Shemra is a Knas, as we know. And the Mammon of Tashlumin of Edom Zomimin is a Knas. And therefore, perhaps there, by these two cases, we also have the Chumrah of Rav Sheim Maisa Lokin Olav, because you also have the unique Chumrah of Knas. So that's a Pircha and a Tzadashava. How could Rabbi Yehuda learn from Moti Shemra and Edom Zomimin if they're both Knas? Says the Gemara, "Hello, Kasha. That doesn't bother me. Why, Rabbi Yehuda, lo sava lo Rabbi Akiva? Who holds that Edom Zomimin is a knas? She does, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is that the Chachamim disagree, as we know. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, you'll have the pircha of Malat Tzadashava Shekein Knas. Okay. So that's what we're holding right now for this tosis. Zok tosis. Hello, Kasha." Rabbi Yehuda lo sava lo Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Edom Zomimin Knasahu, says Tosus Nu. So let's cheshbon out according to this. So Rabbi Akiva, who does hold that Edom Zomimin is Knas, he should write Mashmahacha, the Rabbi Akiva, the Isle, the Edom Zomimin Knasa, Lesle, Rav She'en B'Maisa Lokin Olav. So he could not hold what Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is predicated on being able to learn, as the Gemara comes out, L'maskana Tzadchama L'parech. So Rabbi Yehuda Maskana learns from where? From Moti Shemra and Edom Zomimin, Rav Sheim B'Maisa Lokin Olav. And he doesn't have a pircha that these two things are knas. So he could learn because he holds Edom Zomimin is not a knas. Rabbi Akiva holds Edom Zomimin is a knas. So for him, you have a pircha. So you can learn to Rav Sheim B'Maisa Lokin Olav. That's what should come out, right? The Lomatsiyalef Mehaidin, the Kasha. Factosis from Rabbi Akiva's Shita, a special Shita he holds by Kilayim. Akiva Omar, quoted many times in Shas, Hamekayim Kilayim Bekerem Loke. The Torah says, Sadcha lo Sizva Kilayim. The Torah talks about a Zviya. But then there's a halacha according to Rabbi Akiva that he has a drasha to learn out, Hamekayim Kilayim Bekerem. The Gemara brings a drasha. It says, Behemtacha lo Sadia Kilayim. Sadcha lo sizva kiloyim. Was there some event during the lunch break? I'm curious. It's apparently, okay. It's good. Better late than never, for sure. For sure. Okay. Good. No, appreciate everyone's coming, but I just don't know why it's, okay. Say that. Behemtacha lo sabia kiloyim. Sadcha lo sizva kiloyim. So Rabbi Kiva Dashin's the last word of the first phrase, kilayim, and then the next two words, kilayim sat chalo. So it's a new way to learn out. It's not the first in the pasuk, it's a drasha. Okay, so we have an Isser of Mekayim Kelayim. And Rabbi Kiva's Lashon is, he gets Malkus for that. So what does it mean? What's Mekayim Kelayim? What is the Mais Avera, quote-unquote? Upirish Ba'aruch, the Hainu Shemaniach Oso V'Sob Sadeyu, Kishemitzah Zerua. In other words, you didn't plant the Kelayim, but you see it and you leave it there. You don't uproot it. The Aruch teaches what is Mekayim Kelayim, that you're passive, you just see it. Rashi in Moed Katan, one of the places it's mentioned is in Moed Katan, the beginning of Moed Katan. Rashi says that same point, that you basically say, do nothing. You see it, you do nothing. Afa Mekayim, Sheroa Kelayim, Zerua Ve'eno Mivatlo. Rashi and Rashi in Beis HaMebeis in Moed Katan. That's what Tosfos brings from the Aruch. Nu, maniach oso b'sof sadeyu, kishim matzeyu, matzah zrua. Nu, so how could Rabbi Akiva hold? That means he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda can only say what he does because he holds the loke Rabbi Akiva, the cheshbon of the Gemara. So how could Rabbi Akiva hold the kind of kalayim loke based on lafshim b'maisa? He can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The kasha that Tosfos here asks, and other Rishonim all talk about Tosfos Ben Peretz as well. So because of this, Tosfos says we have to disagree with Yaruch. We have to reinterpret what Mekayim Kelayim is. Kach nira the Mekayim Kelayim Bekerem Hainu, and Kelayim Kerem we're talking about, Hainu she'osa geder saviv ha-kelayim. You have to do a maisa, the maisa that you built a fence around it. So that's considered Mekayim Kelayim, that you're making it harder to get to. You're creating a sense of a kiyum that it's going to be harder to change that reality, you have to cross over the geder and so on. So that's a form of mikayim kelayim. The maisa, there's a maisa involved. That's when you'll get malchus. The chora, if you didn't do a geder, would it be an isser? An isser. But the maisa, so if you do the maisa, do the Israel, they might, so then they'll be Malkus. But the case of Loka would be in the case of us together. It's interesting, I mentioned the Rashi in Moed Katan. Rashi in Avodah Zarah seems to be so the Rashi in Moed Katan. So it's mentioned a few places in Shas, it's Rabbi Akiva. So in Avodah Zarah, Samach Dalet, I don't think you're there with Bekias, no? I'm still learning about Zarah now. Okay. Later, yeah, Samach Dalet. Rashi teaches there on the case of Mekayim. Rashi says, "Dimzaron acher ubazev asalehen siyag together kedei lekayman." You make a fence kedei lekayman loke. No, so Tosfos comments on Rashi. Yafe piresh. The yafe kivein says Tosfos. The girsa here is not correct. The kibeger is it changes it. The lashon you know, I have in our Tosfos. The Perik Beis de Makis Mochiach, Rabbi Akiva Israel Rav Sheim B'Mais Engolkin Alav. What's Perik Beis de Makis? Then they write Daf Chaf Aleph from the Beis. Chaf Aleph Beis is Perik Gimel, number one. And number two, all you have there is Rabbi Akiva holds Mekayim Kelayim Lokin. Mentions Mekayim Kelayim. Doesn't say anything about Rabbi Akiva holding Rav Sheim B'Mais Engolkin Alav. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas, they didn't change it in the Tosis, but the Gilyan Hashas says, Tzarech Lomar, Perik Aleph de Makis, Daf Dalet and the Beis. The Ayin Sham B'Tosos Dibar Maschil Ha, our Tosos. So Tosos says on the Rashi in Avodah Zarah Samach Dalid that Yafe Pirech, Yafe Kivein, because in Perak Aleph, Sarachom, Perak Aleph the Makis, Muchach, Rabbi Akiva Isli, Rav Sheim B'Mais, Engokin Alav, Udilo Kepirish Ha'aruch. Again, this is all the Loka Aruch, Shepirish Ha'Mekayim B'Hanacha, the Kelayim, Regarda B'Toch Sadeh Loka. According to the Aruch, the Islay, Tosis puts that into the Aruch apparently, Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokin Alav, you can't swear Rabbi Akiva with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokin Alav, it doesn't stem in the Cheshbon, because Rabbi Yehuda learns from Lissi Shemar and Edom Zomin, only because Edom Zomin is not considered a Knas, otherwise you have the Pirch of the Gemara. You have to know what to do with the Aruch, that's the Raya of Tosis. Yeah. I think the Ritva also touches on this issue, I believe. Yeah, me'ata shema minad Rabbi Kiva, let's get Rabbi Yehuda. Me'ata hadisfir Rabbi Kiva, shem kaim kilayim loke, ein pirusho. He has a different way of teaching the ein bo ma'isa case. Rashi says you just watch it and don't uproot it. The Ritva says, what would it mean if it wasn't aide ma'isa? Says sheshomer es kilayim min achayos min alisti. That's what he says is Rashi avodah zara. Okay, shomer es kilayim. No, them can have a lav shein bo ma'isa. Rather, pirusho, she does something like osa geder. Okay, kepirushari. Again, you have to know what to do with the arach. This discussion about it. Okay, next tosis. So the Gemara answers the kasha of the pirch of Knas. Rabbi Yehuda holds the low Rabbi Akiva by edim zomimin. Says Gemara, but I have another pirch on the tzad hashav of Rabbi Yehuda. How could you learn lav shein ma'isa lokin alav from where? From muti shemra and from. From Edim Zomimin, Ma Latzad Hashabba Shebehen, Shekein Yesh Behen Tzad Chom, a peculiar Pirch of the Gemara. It's not what you usually find when you have a Tzad Hashabba. So the Gemara says, this Chumra, the other one is Yochiach. The other one has a Chumra, the first one is Yochiach. Hatzad Hashabba Shebehen is what we want to learn out. But occasionally, here in Sugin Suvis and a few other places, the Gemara presses on and says, yeah, but Ma Latzad Hashabba Shekein Yesh Behen Tzad Chom. What does that mean, Tzad Chomer? There's a Chumra that you find by both, but not the same Chumra, right? The Chumra of Motzi Shemra is what? What did we say in the Gemara? The Chumra of what? Loka Mishalim. The Chumra of Edim Zomin is Ein Tzrich Nasra. So yeah, that was the Yochiach. Comes the Gemara, it's just, how could we learn from there Tzad Chomer? So Tosas asked the obvious Kasha. So Tosus teaches what Zerah means. Zer ain't Zerah Chesra, but Zer Lok Mishalim. That's what Zerah Chama means. The Tema, the Ein Zer Pircha Shavah. I mean, it's not a Pircha that is Shavah, meaning a common. It's not a common Chumra. It's a separate Chumra for each. Tosus expresses it that way. The Ritva says it even more strongly. He says, in Cain, Bitalta Kol Tzad HaShavah. You can ask, that's just such a kasha that we don't have any basis for any Tzad HaShavah. The whole premise of a tzad hashava, binyan av, shnei ksuvim, is the fact that there might be a chumrah to each one individually, but it's not the same chumrah that they share. Hikshu betosos, quotes tosos again, doesn't mean our tosos by us, means the Bali tosos ask, ipachina tzad chumr, afagav deloda muchumri yahadadi, bitalta kol tzad shava shaba olam. This is a kasha that has a number of answers. Let's see what we can find here. What's the pshat? So just let's remind ourselves we have it here, and we know at least of one other place where this happens in the Gemara, and that's the sugya that we touched on in Ksuvah Staff, Lamed Beis, which is the question of when you have Malkus and Mammon. So what is the Kedavah Shasso dictate? Do you say Mishal and Ve'in Aloka all over the place, even not just by Edin Zomim? Or is it generally Loka Ve'en Mishalim, maybe Edim Zomin, and the Chovah B'Chaver are the exceptions? That's the Machokes Ula and Rav Yochanan, right? So Ula, and Daflam Be'ezim Ed Aleph, he assumes that we are going to hold everywhere, that when you have Mammon and Malkus, so the Mammon takes precedence, and you get the Chi of Mammon, not the Chi of Malkus. Gemara wants to know, where does Ula learn that from? How does Ula know it? So the Gemara suggests in part of the Shaka Vitaria, he'll learn it from Chol V'Bachavero. Chol V'Bachavero, the Torah Mechayim, the person in Chamisha Dvar, Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes, and there's also a Lav Lo Yosef. And what is the punishment if there's a Shir Mammon that's involved in the Chavala? If there's no Shir Mammon of a Shavah Pruta, then he'll get Malkus. That there is a case of getting Malkus for Lo Yosef. But if there is a shir mammon, then the halacha is he pays the mammon. We have a ribuy, a pasuk, a drasha that you pay the mammon and you don't get malchus. So we learn from there everywhere according to Ula that we have mammon and not malchus. So the Gemara has a pircha. So the Gemara has two ways you can have the pircha depending on whether you view mammon as more chamor or malchus as more chamor. So if you assume that mammon is more chamor, so the pircha would be that there's a chumra by chovel of what chamish dvarim. That's a chumra, chamisha dvarim. So I can't learn it everywhere else. If it was lukula, that mammon is considered kal relative to malchus, then the chumrah, the kula would be, you have another kula, huta mechlolo, based in, that you can have shkich based in giving malchus. That's considered a chutar mechlolo, that Lo Yosef has an exception, as a loophole, that there you can do striking another Jew. So either way, you can learn from this to everywhere else. So Gemara says, okay, Ella gum made him zom. So Ula will learn to everywhere else that Mamun and Malchus, you have Mamun and not Malchus, Eidim Zomin, where again Eidim Zomin, Mamun and Malchus, we say that they pay and they don't get Malchus. That's the Shita the Chacham in our Mishnah. So therefore, we're not everywhere else. Says the Gemara, no, Eidim Zomin, if Mamun is Lechumra, there's a Chumra, the Eidim Zomin, Shechim Hasra. And if Mamun is Lekula, you can say Kula, Shechim La Asu Maisa. So therefore, they have the Chi of Mamun, not Malchus. So Gemara says, okay, so let's try learning from both. So Ua will learn that Mammon and Malchus, you get Mammon and Malchus from the Tzadah Shav of what? Of Chob B'Chavero and Eidim Zomnin. Gam Mitavayu. Matzah Shoshvayan, Di'ika Mammon and Malchus, Mammon Shal Milka Lulaki, Avkoyecha Di'ika Mammalchus, Mammon Shal Milka Lulaki. Okay, sounds like a perfect Tzadah Shav. No, the Gemara says, Ma Lad Tzadah Shav Shabayan, Shekin Yesh Behen Tzad Chamor. Same thing. What's the Tzad Chamor? So Tzad Chamor, now assuming Mammon is the Chumra. So the Chob B'Chavero has the Chumra of Mishadvarim. So it's a Tzad Chamor in that respect. And what? And Eidim Zomin has the Chumra of Ein Tzich Masra. Not the same Chumra. What kind of kash is it? Again, it's not Pircha Shaveh. It'd be Tata Kol Tzad HaShaveh. The Gemara continues. What if you say Mammon Lekula? So then again, Malat Tzad HaShaveh. So can you just be Tzad HaKal? Chov v'chavero has hutem chov v'beisin. That's the kal of chov v'chavero, and in zomnis in lo asumais. What's going on? What's pshat? Kasha tosis in ksuvis. Kasha v'imkain lo nilmad old. Me'atzad hashavet b'shum makom. Here tosis uses the stronger language, like the Ritva Bayas. Not just aims at pircha shavet. I mean, it's the same point, but you can never learn tzad hashavet. The akul iko mifach. Oh, tzad chomer, tzad kav. When you learn out of kula, then you cast out a kav. They both have some kula. They're not the same. Okay, tzad kav, tzad chomer. What's pshat? So we have to figure out what to do. So let's go back to our sugyan and see. Tosis has a few suggestions here. The Ritva has a couple of suggestions. And let's also bear in mind that the Gemara's response to this pircha. Let's say in our Gemara, what does the Gemara respond to Rabbi Yehuda's defense? No, Rabbi Yehuda, Sad Chamor Lo Parich, Sad Chamor Lo Parich. That doesn't bother me. That kind of a pircha I don't. So at first glance, you read the Gemara again, Tafiyomi Dek, without knowing much, right? You read the Gemara. Yeah, Pashit, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, that's what I know, that's what I do, of course. Yeah. What did it mean a minute before? I don't know. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda's good. Sad Chamor Lo Parich. What was the Gemara's kasha? Rashi says, yeah, you read the Rashi, Tzadcham Leparach, Ho'il, V'chumr Shalzeh, Eino Chumr Shalzeh, Ein Tammak, it's totally broke. Yeah, sounds like every Tzad HaShavah, that's the point. You can't ask, what's really going on here? But we ask, once we say a pshat, then we have to know what the Gemara means, Eloch Leparach. It makes up Yehuda now harder, and I have to know what the Nekuda is. Okay, so Tosus has one mahalach that we'll see now. Tosus here and Tosus Suvis as follows. Opirishri, the parich, the kasha is as follows. Shekein heim mishunim v'yoser mishar malkios. In other words, the malkis that you have by Moshe Shemra and by Eidim Zomimin have in common, notice that Tzad Chomer means there's something you have in common. Now, the Chumrah per se is not the same Chumrah. The Chumrah of Mitzvah Shemra is Loka Mishalim. The Chumrah of Yisrael means Tzich Masra. But you can describe each of those Chumras in a manner that you would view them both as having a shared characteristic. What is it? Hey Mishunim B'Yoset, the Malkis is unusual. Very breaking the norm, very out of the ordinary. She'en, and here the magia, he has the mashaz magia, not just she'en tzich masra, but he means both. He means, how are they mishunim b'yoser? The fact that it's lokal mashalim, that makes the malchus of both Yishema mishunim, because usually the malchus doesn't get accompanied by the onus of mammon with it. And the fact that the Edom Zomim get their malchus without Asra is also an unusual phenomenon with the malchus. So it's in that regard, it's a tzad chamur. In other words, it's not the per se the fact that lokum is shalim, that's not a chumra by Edom Zomim. It's not per se the chumra by Tzivu Asra, that's not a chumra by Yimot Hashem. But what the Gemara means to say here is, but the malchus of both is mishuneh. It's mishun. It's a chumra that's mishun. Mishun mishar malchus. Masha'ege mishar. Again, hitkok misharim. Entzim chasam. Masha'ege mishar malchus. This is one suggestion. Al derech zeh you have in Tosis in Ksuvis with regard to the context over there. Again, the pircha going now is chovah b'chavero is the chumra. It's a moment is a chumra. It's chamisha dvarim. And Edom Zomim is in Tzvichim Hasra, and then we ask Tad Chamur. The Tosu says, Nira Lurid, the Hacha Parach, she is ben Tzad Chamur Mishune. The Tzad Chamur Mishune. And he brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Vav. Malat Tzad Hashavish and Shekein Mishune in Gabidai Nasi V'Chebish. One wants to learn out that there's an iser to the makalel, an ordinary person. The Torah says nasi ba'amcha losekal cheresh. So each thing you can't use as a melamed because dayan is unique for whatever reason. Nasi cheresh is unique. Nasi elohim losekal is a dayan. There's three places where the Torah says iser to the makalel. Elohim losekal is a dayan. Nasi ba'amcha losor is a nasi, and then you have losekal cheresh. So each one by itself, there's a pircha. Maybe that's different. But then the Gemara says, Tzad Hashava. And Gemara says, no, because what? Shekein Mishune. Meaning to say, each of these individuals is something that each one is standing out in some way. This one is standing out because he has this higher status than a normal person in society. And Cheresh is considered to be in a lower level status. He's a Nebuch, he's a Cheresh. The fact that each of them have in common the one idea that they're mishunim, they're different. So that Tosis is using that idea to explain when you have tzad chamur, it means the chum is mishunim. And so, what does it mean over here in Ksuvos Lamed Beis that the chamisha dvarim is a chum mishunim? You don't find that anywhere else. In Tzvichah Yisra. So, if the chumra is so. It's so different. There's something very unusual about the chumra. So the fact that they both have distinct chumra, it's not just something that gives it a little bit of an edge, but it's something that stands out in a very pronounced way. It's so against the norm. So the very fact that both of the melamdim have a chumra mishune, that gufa becomes the pircha. Again, so the pircha is not the inyan per se that we're saying, it's the fact that they have something about them, a characteristic that's mishunah. Like by the cases of the three people that we're going out to be, it's a klala, or the fact that there are chumras mishunas in each one. So if it's not a chumra mishunah, then you have tzad hashava. That's where normally tzad hashava makes us. But if the chumra is so different and unique, it's so breaking the norm, and both of them have a chumra mishunah, the hagufa, the fact that it's a chumra mishunah, becomes the pircha. That's what Tosis is learning. And then he learns that way in the Gemara that in Ksuvos Gavi Tzad HaKal, the kulas are not just stam kulas. Apparently they're very, very, very different. Huta mechlalo, you can take the iser and you can do it, you can use it the base, it's mishunah, and loso maisa. So these are considered unique kulas. So that gufa becomes the basis for the pircha. Until she goes on with that. Yeah, so that way, that's one suggestion. So far, questions? Yeah,
The chumras have to be directly linked with why Shekinah Malchus is just...
No. Whenever you have a pircha tzad hashava, it's not as if you can make it draw a direct line between this, the fact that, this is the seed. It's the fact that it doesn't allow you to use that as a melamed. Kishem that it has this chumra, So he might have another chumra too. I don't know if it means necessarily that gufa is the siba for the din, but usually that type of a pircha gets negated by the fact that you find it, you know, in another. I mean, you could say you were saying it, but I don't know if it has to be that. It's not like it's directly the siba, it's like indirectly the cause. You see that there's something that this stands out. It has a chumra. So nope. So maybe this din is also attributed to the fact that this thing is a more chumra inyan. It's more of a chumra inyan. It has this chumra, so it has this chumra too. So we say, yeah, but you see, you don't have that chumra by somewhere else, and you have that lacha. Yeah, but you have another chumra inyan. Yeah, but once you see they're not the same, so then we go forward. But now, if we see if the chumra is a mishuna, so that becomes a way of accentuating how the melamdim are different, because if the chumra is mishuna, yeah.
Have you decided if the chumra is mishuna or not?
I don't know. That's a good shot. I don't know. The Gemara says something's mishuna, the stomach that's mishuna. But I don't know if I wouldn't know, be the good judge. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to use it. Yeah. Yeah.
This problem of shuna means there's not a single other example that has that.
Yeah, obviously something along those lines. Yeah. It's
other chumras could be like.
Yeah, right. Look, okay, yeah. Sometimes you can. Pircha, right. That's what I mean. No, that's pashut. That's correct. What you think is correct. I shouldn't say I don't have any idea. A lot of times you have a pircha that's, you know, it's a distinguishing factor. If the factor is something that breaks the norm, that's called mishuna. So again, you have to think of all kinds of examples. If it's a shavu, you have a pircha, like this has a certain, if it's svara, okay, it's a svara l'chalek. But it's something which is, again, if you don't find it anywhere else, that's what mishuna apparently is. This is one suggestion. Let's see the next suggestion in Tosis. V'odei Shlomer, another answer to the question, how do we explain this Pircha Tzad Chamur? Odei Shlomer, Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Chamur as follows. Shein Lokin Al Diburam. That is Malkis on Dibur. Shelo Avu Ela B'motza Pihen. The whole Avla was words. Motzi Shemra was words. Oh, just go back a second. And what is Rabbi Yehuda Sadcham Lo Parach going to mean, according to the first Pshat in Tosis? Rabbi Yehuda, well, he doesn't treat it as Mishuna, or the Pshat is that, yeah, Mishuna now, Mishuna tomorrow. But like, meanwhile, it's Umayis, not the same Chumra. To say that the characteristic is a Chumra Mishuna, he doesn't look at that as a Kasha. You need the actual Chumra to be a Shirat Chumra. You can't say, because there happens to be a Chumra that's unique here, and a chumra is unique here, but they're not the same chumra. The very fact that they both have a unique chumra, Yehuda says that's not a way to ask. You have to use the actual din or svara itself as the basis for the pircha, not to use some kind of a, you know, general idea that there is a chumra mishuna here. That's not a pircha. That's what Yehuda, Nestam, that's what Yehuda is going to be responding, right? Okay. What is this other pshat? The point of Tzad Chomer is that they are loken al diburam, shelo avu abemotza pihem. Motzi Shemra is just speech, and so Edim Zomimim. Now let's understand, what are we trying to learn out here from the two of them? We're trying to learn out the very fact, la'av she'en b'maysa loken alav. What are you saying? I'm struggling here in this, I understand. I mean, so what are you going to ask? Pircha is, oh, but there's no ma'isa. What does this mean? I mean, that's exufa. That's what I'm trying to learn out. What are you asking? That's exactly my point. What does Tosis mean? No, sir. Right, without the fact that the God said, you get Malkus. No, because it was not a ma'isa. So what are you going to say? You can learn from what? From Motzi Shemra Neiv Zomim Gav Shemesu Lokin Olav, because there's no ma'isa. That's exactly my point. I'm learning out. What does it mean? I know that I was struggling on this point. It's Tosus doesn't mean that in bo maisa. That's not what he means. Right? By that the chumra of shelo avu el b'motza piyam. Tosus means that it didn't accomplish anything. Umasho, no sir. Let's take no sir. You didn't do a maisa. Through the Aveira of leaving it over, what happened? Something changed. The
carbon became pasul. The basul became nosa. So there was an effect as a result of your aveira. Here you didn't do anything. It was just a dibur. The fact that there could be a malchus for just the dibur itself, by Yidin Zoman, by Motzi Shemra, that's the kasha. That's the kasha tzad chamur. The Gemara means the fact that it was just Motzi Pia. A second. Now Tosus brings a Yushami. We saw this at the end of Shir yesterday. Da'achi nami parach b'Yushami le'il. Gabi ahid de'gamina mimotzi Shemra. In other words, before in the sugya, we were going with Rav Meir's learning from Motzi Shemra to where? To Eidim Zalmimin. The Rav She'en Bo Maisa. I'm sorry, that local Mishalim. So what did the Yerushalmi bring as a kasha? And could be Tosfos used this to explain why the Chacham didn't learn from Motzi Shemra, even if they hold that it also was a knas by Eidim Zalmimin. So the Yerushalmi brings a kasha that Nal Motzi Shemra Shekein Diburhu. This is what we saw in the Tosfos and Ksuvos, right? Unlike the Tosfos Bayas and Tosfos and Ksuvos initially that says that the Chachamim who hold that ain't a local Mishalim, because Kedei Rishasso, not the pshat that they hold that Eidim Zomimin is Mammon, the local Rabbi Akiva, and that's why you can't learn from Motzi Shemra, that's what we assumed here. And then we had the problems that we had from, you know, so that why is the halacha the same everywhere, even by Knas? Rather, they also hold that Eidim Zomimin is Knas, but they hold you can learn from Motzi Shemra to Eidim Zomimin because, as Yerushalmi says, Mal Motzi Shemra Shekein Dibur. The Natosis is using that Yerushalmi to explain the Gemara here of Tzad Chamur, meaning Tzad Chamur is that Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomimin are Dibur. Oh yeah, yeah.
Isn't that exactly what we said? We said that was how we were mechalik between Motzi Shemra and Yizomim, because even though they're both dibur, we still consider Yizomim like you did something, though.
So this is where we're going. Let's finish the Tosis. Good. So let's see. So what is Rav Yehuda hold? Now Tosis in the first Chatos didn't bother telling us Rav Yehuda. So we speculate. Rav Yehuda doesn't look at Tzad Chamur itself as a pircha. It's not the actual characteristic that we're saying is shared. It's the fact that there is a unique characteristic. The fact that it's like a meta feature. That's not what we use. We have to talk about the actual Chumra itself of Yehuda. That could be why Tzad Chamur Baruch according to the first Pshat and Tosis. Now Tosis spells out where Yehuda doesn't feel that this is a pircha that Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomim have in common, that it's just Dibur. Rav Yehuda Savar, or this Savar, Tzad Chamur lo parich, lepirish di Yerushalmi, the Eidim Zomim b'diburan is Avid Maisa. What is he saying? That there's a difference between Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomim. Motzi Shemra is Dibur, pure Dibur. But Eidim Zomimin, it's B'dibur and it's Avid Maisa. Now again, this doesn't mean that this is a quote of Rav She'en Bo Maisa. Let's remember, but the whole point here is we're still trying to learn out Rav She'en Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. That means that Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomimin are called Rav She'en Bo Maisa. But we're talking about, with regard to using a pircha of Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomimin are different than everything else, in that there is no chalos that they did. It's just dibur, and next thing you know, they're getting an onesh. So Motzi Shemra is that way, so we think Eidim is also that way. All they did was they spoke, and there's already an onesh that's going to be. There's going to be an onesh of malchus coming to them. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference. Motzi Shemra was just the speech. But Eidim Zomim, with their speech, something happened. They did do something. They did accomplish something. It's Avid Mais. What does that mean? So here I would use the words of Tosis and Ksuvis that we saw yesterday at the end of Shir, back on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, and Tosis uses that to Yerushalmi with regard to the earlier part of the Gemara. We come back to that. Look at the Inami in Tosis. The very last, you know, the first wide line, right before the first wide line, Inami, Taima Derabanan can refers to Yerushalmi. Again, this is the Yerushalmi. He's using the same Yerushalmi. He's trying to explain the reason for the Chachamim who what? Who don't learn Boka Mishalim from Motzi Shema to Eidim Zomimim. Not that they hold that Eidim Zomimim is Mamma Dolok Rabbi Akiva. No, really they agree that Eidim Zomimim is Knas. And yet they don't agree with Rabbi Meir to learn from Motzi Shema to Eidim Zomimim that Loka Mishalim. So he says as follows, follow me in the Tosis and Ksuvis. Inami, time of the Rabbanan can refer us to Yerushalmi, the Motzi Shema Chidushu, the Bedibur Greda Mechayim. So the Chachamim say, Motzi Shema is different than Eidim Zomimim in that Bedibur Greda Mechayim, Mechayim just on Dibur. I will ask, what do you mean? And Eidim Zomimim is not that way? Same thing. So here he spells out the distinction. And this is what Tosfos is using over here for Rabbi Yehuda, that you cannot separate and isolate Motzi Shema and Eidim Zomimim from everything else because of what he's saying right now here. The Alpha Gav the Eidim Zomimim Nami B'Dibur Rayu Mechayvi. Oh, there too? The Mechayvi based on the Dibur? No. Mikom Mokom Lo Havi Chidush Kuli Hai. That Chidush that you just identified by Motzi Shema is not the same Chidush, same level Chidush by Eidim Zomimim. Why? Because by Eidim Zomimim, the Ayidei Diburam Haya Nifsad. This is what I would put into Artosis too. Artosis words are, Dibi Diburam Is Avid Maisa. What I think that means is what we see here in this Tosis in Ksuvis. That you can't compare the Eidim Zomimim that the Mechoyev on their Dibur to the Motzi Shema be Mechoyev on the Dibur. Motzi Shema is a bigger Chiddush. Motzi Shema, they're getting Malkus just to the Dibur. And I say, Enkin, the Eidim Zomimim, I did Diburim Haya Nifsa. Now let's translate that. What do Haya Nifsa? The rule is Kasher Zomam. The low kasher osa. We're not talking about being nifsad the poel. What does the haya nifsad mean? What does he mean? Haya nifsad. Haya nifsad. In other words, what did the dibur accomplish? No. What? What did the dibur accomplish? The gemara din. That now it's the paskin that this person should lose his money. That's different than Motzi Shema. The dibur didn't do anything. By the Eidim Zomimim, the Dibur did something. That now there was a psak by Beis Din on the person to be chayiv. That's the Haya Nifsad. So therefore, that's why, again, Tosfos and Ksuvos is referring to why the Chachamim did not learn Loka Mishalim from Motzi Shema to Eidim Zomimim. They also agree with them as Knas. They don't learn it because they hold Motzi Shema is unique in that it's a Dibur alone, and he gets punished. And Eidim Zomimim, it's not just a Dibur, it's a Dibur, but it led to a Maisa that based in Paskin. And this is what Tosfos will mean over here now in Rabbi Yehuda. Because we're trying to say Tzad Chamor, which means that knew that Bein Eidim Zomimim, Bein Motzi Shema have in common, it's just a Dibur alone. Yehuda Tzad Chamor lo Parach, it's not the same. By Motzi Shema, it's just a Dibur. Eidim Zomimim, it's Hayanifsad. The Dibur Nesavid Maisa. There's another hurdle here. Let's just go back to Tosfos and Ksuvos. So he says, so therefore Eidim Zomimim is not the same as Motzi Shema. They're different. Da'idi Dibur Mahayanifsad. Avav Motzi Shemra, lo is Avid Maisa b'Diburo el Ayide Eidim. See, Tosfos recognizes there was a Maisa b'Motzi Shema too. There was also a Psak. What happened? He's Motzi Shema Lishto. And then ultimately the basin is going to paskin that she's chayiv from Znus. She was the ksuba, she's chayiv misa. Also that way. Also, I did dibur as avid maisa. So what is the difference? Same thing, no? There's a dibur, there's also as avid maisa. No, what's the difference? By Motzi Shema, it's not by the dibur per se. The psak was a function of what? His dibur, but then what did he have to do in addition to the dibur, to the accusation? He had to bring Eidim. And the psak was Ayidei the Eidim, not Ayidei the dibur. So that's the point. That Motzi Shema is distinct, and that Motzi Shema was just the dibur, and yet nothing was per se from the dibur alone what happened. It took the Eidim to make it happen, but it didn't happen from the dibur alone. Masha Enkin, the Eidim from the Dibur alone came the Psak Din. Again, the Gemara Din, and like I said at the end of Shiesta, the Gemara Din of the Edim, of the Beis Din, and the Edim's Edis is like together. That's like one thing. The Dibur of the Edim triggered the Gemara Din. So that's called Hayanifsar Ayidei the Dibur. So that's a different level, not as much of a Chidush. Not as much of a Chidush as the fact that by Motzi Shema, the Dibur by itself didn't bring the Maisa, and yet there's a Malkus. And by Adam Zolomon, it was the Dibur that brought the Maisa itself. The Dibur brought the Gemara Din. So again, so let's see, so in the context of Tosus and Ksuvis, that distinction was why the Chachamim didn't learn like Rav Meir to learn out Gomar, Mimoti Shema, that local Mishalem by Adam Zolomon. Now, an alternative way why the Chachamim disagreed with Rav Meir, the original pshat was, as we see in our Tosus, that they hold like that it's not a knas, not like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, you can't learn from Motzi Shemra to Exam because it's a knas here, it's not a knas. But then we had issues; we had to deal with that. So Tosus had an answer, but now Tosus says different. The Chachamim hold like Rabbi Akiva that Edom Zomim is a knas, but they hold for the following reason: like the Yerushalmi says you can't learn from Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim because Motzi Shemra is unique. In that Ayidei Dibur, there's already an onus. Masha Enkin, by the Edim, it's not just Ayidei Dibur, the Dibur brought a Maisa into the world. That's the Tosus and Ksuvis. And that's the Yerushalmi. Now Tosus is using that Yerushalmi to explain the later part of our Gemara. When the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda's Limud, Alav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Alav, from Motzi Shema and Edim Zomim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Sad Chamur? What's Pshat Sad Chamur? It's not the same chumrah. This is Loka Mishalim, this is Entzich Masra. It's Tosus now in the second pshat. It means Sad Chamur. They have eight Sad Chamur. What does Gemara mean? It means the fact that there's an onesh al yidei dibur alone. Again, and the dibur didn't accomplish by itself anything. So therefore, maybe there's Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa because of this unique chumrah that they both have that's just al yidei dibur. Rav Yehuda, Sad Chamur al-Parech, meaning, no. It's not so. By Motzi Shema, that's true, Ayidei Dibur. But by Edom Zomim, it's not quite the same Chumrah. Because Edom Zomim, Ayidei Dibur, Mahaya Nifsad, there's this Avid Maisa. So it's not the same. So therefore, it's not a Pirch. I think that's how I put the two Tosus in together. Again, the context of Tosus Ksuvis is earlier, just not get confused. The context of Tosus bringing the Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi itself was on the earlier part of the Sugya. You have to be holding well in this Sugya to know what I'm saying. So that was Binogeya Rabbana learning from Motzi Shema Tevin Zomim and why they didn't learn. Now we're discussing the later part of the Sugya, learning Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokin Alav from the two of them. So the Gemara originally thought of Tzad Chomer because we could put them together in this regard, that they're both Ayidei Dibur. And the Yudah's response is like the Yerushalmi saying within the Chachamim that no, it's not the same because Eidim Zomim, it's not just a Dibur. It's a Dibur that led to a Maisa and Motzi Shema was just a Dibur. Either was also a Psak of the Beis Din, yeah, but that was Ayidei Ha'Edin. That wasn't directly to the Dibur. Okay, questions? Okay, this we have how many Pshatim so far in the Sugya, in our Tosus? Two Pshatim. Tzad Chamur Par. First Pshat, Chumah Mishune. That's what Tosus also said over there, but in Sugya Ksuvis. And they have this other pshat of Tzad Chomer of Ayidei Dibur. And then we understand Rabbi Yehuda's response. Let's see what else we can come up with. Ritva here has a couple of suggestions. I don't know if I gave it to you, but we'll speak it out. He brings from the Ramban an interesting pshat. So the first thing he says is similar to Tosa's first answer. B'tirtzu d'lopachinan hani. Again, you want to know the criteria. Here's the language. Not just a chumra vis-a-vis the other thing. You don't find it anywhere else. Same thing in the other sugyas too. Then he brings a Ramban. Interesting, another pshat. Rabbeinu Ramban Zalpirish, it's in the Ramban here as well, I'm reading it from the Ritva. Rabbeinu Ramban Zalpirish, and he has a D. Dilo Parchinan Tzad Chamur, When do we ask tzad chamor? When do we not ask tzad chamor? The lo pachinan tzad chamor ele hecha sheyesh b'shnei hamelamdim chumros she'ein echad mehem belamed. That you don't have in the lamed either of those two chumras. Again, they're different chumras, but neither of those two chumras are in the lamed. But more than that, the ein belamed shum chumra shelo tei b'melamdim. In other words, where does tzad chamor apply as a pircha? I, it's not the same chumra, because you have a chumra in one melamed, a different chumra in the other melamed, and there is no chumra at all that the lamed has over the two melamed. In that situation, we can ask tzad chamor. But if the lamed, the thing you want to learn to, has something in it as a chumra over the melamdin, then you couldn't ask tzad chamor. But you could ask what? You could ask a pircha that's shavet. A pircha shavet, you could ask. This is the Ramban suggestion. So that's kigon hadahacha, v'chein idach, that we mentioned from the other cases, exubis. Avo bi'alma, everywhere else, the lopachin tzad chamor. In yesh belamei tzad chumra she'en b'melamdin. Interesting, another klal in the hermeneutics of Yud Gimel Midas, that's the word, right? The klalim of tzad ha-shavet. When does the Gemara ask tzad chamor? When does the Gemara not ask tzad chamor? It says, according to the Ramban, if in a chinami the pircha is not a pircha shavet, it's a tzad, it's a chumra of one and a chumra in the other, which are not the same, but coupled with that, the lamed doesn't have anything in it which is more chumra than the melamed, then the Gemara will ask tzad chamor. In other words, even though the pircha said that, it's ki'ilu, maybe A and B have this din and C doesn't, because A has a chumra that it has, and B has a chumra that it has, and C doesn't have a chumra that the others don't. So what does Ramban mean? No, it's ki'ilu. Were I to have a case where the lamed has a chumra over the melamdin, then we say that the two chumras negate each other. Because we'll say, look, it's not the same chumra. So maybe the same way A has the halacha because of its chumra, and B has the halacha because of its chumra, so the same thing I could say, C, the lamed, has the halacha because of its chumra over the other two. In other words, so that's proof why I can't ask tzad chamor in a case where the lamed has a chumra over the melamdin. That's the spur of the Ramban. Masha enkin, if the lamed doesn't have anything over the melamdin, and the melamdin have over the lamed the fact that each one has a respective chumra of its own, then I could ask tzad chamor. That's the klal that Rebbe is bringing from the Ramban. Second, he says he wants to be medayges from Rashi in Sanhedrin. So the Ilum is asking me, what does Rashi here hold? We read the Rashi. He said, yeah, Rashi says, Rav Yehuda, tzad chamor aparach, ho v'chum shezeh v'chum shezeh. Yeah, obviously. What did we think before? So Rashi doesn't tell us what we asked before. Rashi didn't say anything. No. So someone wanted to say, maybe Rashi meant chum meshune. No. It's hard to know. But it could be this Ramban. He's medayek anyway from a Rashi like this. It could be Rashi doesn't have to say anything. The point is, there is a place to have a pircha or tzad chamor, so long as the lamed doesn't have a chumra over the melamed. So that could be where Rashi's here is holding as well. Yes?
I think I've seen this on size, so maybe I've lost Rebbe a little bit.
Let me read it in such. Sure.
Just in the
Rabbeinu Ramban Zal Pirish? That paragraph.
What's the case that you, when you could ask a pircha?
The low parch. Let me read it with you carefully. You didn't see it yet, so it's fine. I'll take it. The low parchinan tzad chamor ela hecha. Sheyesh b'shnei hamelamdim chumros she'in echad mehem belamed. That's number one. Knows neither of the chumras that you have in A and B are in C. But moreover, on top of that, ve'ein belamed shum chumra shelo tei belamdim. Again, clear? I both say, is this clear? So that's when I could ask tzad chamor. Again, what's the problem of tzad chamor? That the chumras are not shavos, not a common chumra. So you ask this, then bitalta kol tzad ha-shav. So the Kodesh Ramban says, not about the kol tzad ha-shav, it depends. Because if the melamdim have different chumras, not a shared chumra, and the lame, the thing you want to learn to, has a chumrah of its own that's distinct from the other two that don't have that chumrah. So then I can't ask that chumrah. That's when tzad shava always works. Because the only way I can knock off a tzad shava is by saying, in a case like that, that the chumras are shared by the two melamdim. But if there are different chumras in the two melamdim, then I can't learn tzad shava, because what am I going to say? Maybe this melamed has this din because of its chumrah. And maybe the other melamed has this din because of its chumrah. They're not the same chumrah. And therefore I can't learn to the lamed? Yes, I could, because the lamed has a chumrah of its own too. So why is it any less off than each of the individual melamed? That's the svar of the Ramban. It's a beautiful svar. Masha Inkin, says Ramban, suppose I have a case where, true, the two melamedim have distinct chumras from each other, from one another, but the lamed doesn't have anything over the two melamedim, any chumra of its own, then I can perhaps entertain the possibility that the two melamedim have the din and the lamed doesn't because of the respective chumras of the two melamedim. Each one for its reason, each one has a chumra to it that puts it in a sort of a separate category. True, it's not the same chumra as the other one. But since the lamed doesn't have anything that should put it on a pedestal in its own way as a chumrah that distinguishes it from the other two, so then maybe it doesn't have the din. So then tzad chumrah works. Over here, that would be the answer. In other words, there's nothing anywhere else that would have something over what? Over Eidim Zomen and Motzi Shema. Motzi Shema and Eidim Zomen have something over everywhere else. Each one for its own reason. That's the Ramban. So now we have so far three possibilities, right? We're not done. Mori Har, yeah?
What would Rabbi Huda's response
be? Yeah, so Rabbi Huda's response, good effect, yeah? What's the answer? What are they going to say? He doesn't accept that call. He says, I don't care. I mean, it's my son, that alone is enough to derail it. Tzad HaShav, they're not the same chum.
It's old call.
What?
So which time would he be? They're in bond to Jason himself.
No, the Gemara often asks Tzad Chamor, and then the Gemara will often say, and the other one, Tzad Chamor lo parach. Now, this is good for a dispute. It's a question of Kole, Limudim. Do you have a basis to ask Tzad Chamor? Again, our problem is every Tzad Shava now can get off the ground. The answer is no. All other Tzad Shavas, what we don't ask is because the other thing also has a Chum. Okay. Mori Hara Azal Hayim Farish. Now comes the fourth Pshat, right? So we have the pshat that Mishuna B'Yoser, we have the pshat that they both are Aide Dibor, and we understand Rabbi Yehuda's response to that. We have the Ramban's pshat. Mawi hara azal hayim efarish. Dilo pachinan tzad chamur as follows. Again, we're trying to say, when do we ask tzad chamur, when do we not? Elo kishachumros hein be'ikr oso davar sh'anu boyin lilmod mehen. When do we ask Tzad Chumra? They're not the same Chumra, and yet we can ask it. If the Chumra is in the very thing that I want to learn from them. It's interesting. What do I want to learn out over here? That Rav Shimai Sorokin Alav. What am I asking? But wait a second. The Motzi Shema has a Chumra of what? What's its Chumra? So it's about Malkus. It's about the Din Malkus of Motzi Shema. And the Eden Zomen, well, learn out that you get Malkus Ein Bo Maaseh, and the Chumrah is what? That you get Malkus without Asra. So the Chumrah, even though they're not the same Chumrah, but the Chumrah that each one has is connected to the very thing that you want to learn out, the Din of Malkus. Says the Rav, that's where you can ask Tzad Chamur. How would this work in the Sugi Ksuvis? Let's think it through ourselves and read inside. Chova b'chaveiro is mammon and not malchus. What's the chumra we said? It's a chumra in that which you have mammon. Try to learn out mammon over malchus, the chumra of mammon, not malchus. There's a chumra of chumishra in the tashumi mammon. The goof or the thing I want to learn out has associated with it a chumra. And Edom Zomimin. What's the chumrah? It's vichan asra. What's that? That's in that you pay without asra. I would say that asra is going to be the malchus. I don't know. Why is that considered in the thing in halacha mamon? I don't know. But what does he write? Moya ra'aza hoy mefarish to go pachinat tzadchamu el gishachumos heim beikir also davarish on the barn lomod mehen. Ki gom bekanish on the barn lomod re'inyan ha-malkis. U'motzi shem ha-chamor shaloke u'mishalim ve'edem zomen shaloke b'lo hasra. That's our Gemara. Good. Chova b'chaveiro de perke unaris v'chai b'hei dvarim shahu ikir ha-mamon shon the barn lomod sham l'chai v'tashkum d'mok ha-malkis. Yeah, but what's the chumrah of Edom Zomim? What?
It would be the same thing, but
ain't Svich Masrah to do with the mammon?
Well, just like ain't Svich Masrah to get Malkus, ain't Svich Masrah to pay mammon.
Pay mammon? Ain't Svich Masrah has only been like a chiddush of Gabi Malkus.
Edom Zomim could have a chiddush of Lam if they were on a case.
No, but that's a different pshat. Avo batzad ha-shavah di alma ain't a chumrah ba'osu davar, shanu ba'an lomad mehem. Upirish, he says, Upirish nachon hu, Im hayim miskayim b'chol ha-shmuos, says the Ritva. It would be a very nice pshat if it would work in all those gemaras. You have to go through shas and see every time we're asked on chamor, is this going to be a theory that's going to hold up? He's not so sure about that. I mean, ourselves, we don't know. What do you do with the case of Edom Zomim over there? Not clear to me. Why is Intzvich Hasra chumah in the mamon? Intzvich Hasra chumah in Malkis, onish aguf without Hasra. Onish mamon without Hasra is a chidush. It's a chiddush in the mammon. They pay mammon with that asra. I don't know. By our Gemara, I understand. I was thinking, I don't know if I'm correct, but I was thinking, be'etzem, when I read the Tosus here by us, so we read it along the lines of Tosus in Ksuvis and along the lines of the first teretz that the Ritva brings, that it's a chumra mishuna. Right? Loka mishalem, it's a asra. L'maisa, the lashon of Tosus here struck me a little bit like the ra'ah. How did Tosus read it? We're going to look at the lashon of Tosus by us. Upir Shri Sheken He Meshunim Biyoser Mishar Malkios She Ain't Svich Masar Baroka Mishar Mashaken Mishar Malkios. Why does it have to stress Mishar Malkios? Meshunim Biyoser in whatever way. You know, Edom Zomim has a unique Chumash Shalom Atzinu She Ain't Svich Masra. Moshe Shema is a Chumash Shalom Atzinu anywhere else. Why does it have to stress twice Mishar Malkios? What is that part of the Dagesh of Tosus? Struck me a little bit, resonated a little bit, that maybe Tosus meant also to kvetch here the Ra'asvara. That maybe he's trying to add the Chumer Mishuna is in the Guf Hadavar that we want to learn. We want to learn out the Din of Malkus. And I'm telling you, but the Malkus of both is unique. I don't know if I'm correct in that. Just the way it struck me in the words sounded a little bit like he may be bringing in the Ra'asvara as well. Not sure, but something to think about. Okay, so we have L'chor, we have so far, what, four ways to learn. We have one more to go, okay? One more pshat in Sat Chamur. Okay, what do we have again? Let's go over. What's the first pshat? Mishuna. Chumash Mishuna. Second pshat, by us, Dibur. Dibur alone, and it's already an onish for the Dibur, and then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, as we said. Third, C doesn't have a Chamur over the other two, right? So then you can ask Sat Chamur. Fourth, the Ra'ah, that the Chumrah in the thing itself that we're learning to. Okay, we're not sure what to do with the Sugi Ksuvas and that, by the Pircha of Mamun, of Edom Zomim. Okay. The fifth Pshat is quoted by the Ritva here, the Shem of Meir Ashkenazi. And then at the end he says, I saw it quoted also, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Maisa is quoted B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos and Ksuvas. And also Rebbeinu Peretz over here. Let me read it from the Ritva. I have the Ritva open anyway. But then we'll see. We actually mentioned it before in the context of our discussion, Tosfos Amud Aleph. Hopefully we'll be able to chazer it over. Anupshat. Let's learn what he says here. And Tosfos Ksuvos said it on that Gemara, and then he alluded to another Gemara too. But we'll both say, you know what what's coming, right? Ra'isi v'Rav Meir Zal HaAshkenazi. I don't know who he is. Rav Meir Ashkenazi. Shekasav. Shetzad chamur is as follows. Hainu, mishum, again, what's our respective chumras here? Muti shemra, lok mishalem, edem zomin, etzim lesra. So now the comes from our tzad chamur. What's tzad chamur? It's not the same chumur. It says, hainu mishum de zimnin, de be edem zomin, ikul chumra, de motzi shemra, lios lok el mishalem. The Gemara means that you can find what's called sadcham means it's not always this way, but you can find an example, an application of the chumrah of motzi shem ra in Edom Zom. That you can have the Edom Zom and also have the local mishalim by them. What could be the case for that? Kigon sheheyid al adam shaotzi shem ra. So now what do you do for kasha zamam to the Edom? If they're made, it tells you saying the halacha. What would be the halacha? If the Edom are made on somebody's motzi shem ra, they wanted him to be Loka Mishalim. What's the halacha about Edom Zomim? Kashizam, Loka Mishalim. Nimsa, Chumashav, Bishneh. So the Tzad Chomer, Nupshat. Tzad Chomer means that you can find the Loka Mishalim Chumra of Moti Shemra even by Edom Zomim too. It's a Tzad Chomer. You can take that Chumra and find an example, not always, but you can find it by Edom Zomim too. Why doesn't Rav Yehuda accept it? Lo Parach. No, well, Rav Yehuda doesn't like it. Rav Yehuda, lo chashav le pircha. Why? It doesn't always happen. Even said, rov edim zom and edim kim. That explains it over here. It says the Ritva similar in sugi and ksubis. What's the case over there? We want to learn out from chovah b'chaveiro and edim zomimin that we always say according to ula mamona mishal and milka lo laki. Says the Gemara tzad chamor. What's pshat? The chumra of chovah b'chaveiro is heidvarim. The chumra of edim zomim is in shvich masra. What's the tzad chamor? The answer is that the chumra of chovah b'chaveiro dvarim is a tzad chumra that you can have that also where edim zomim. How edim zomim will testify about somebody that was chovah b'chaveiro was chayah chamisha dvarim. Now they found zomim. Now they'll have to pay chamisha dvarim. Both say with me. Yeah, this is the pshat in the Gemara too. The chen perik elunaris edim zomim mishal mehe dvarim kishehidu arachis shachal v'chaveru. This is called tzad chamur, meaning that you can find the chumra of one also in a particular case by the other case, and therefore they both, there's a shared overlap of that chumra. Chov v'chaveru be'ikir is chamisha dvarim, and edim zomim can have it too. So it's overlapping with edim zomim too. Or be'argamar loka mishal motzi shemra can be shared in a case of edim zomim who were made on the motzi shemra. How do the words fit to you? Do they resonate? Tzad chamur. Is the Ritva like such a pshat? Let's see. No. The Russian say the Mir Ashkenazi's pshat, he says. The Russian tzad chamur in a misyashiv appears zeh. I don't know if the Russian feels so well. The gam ein zeh nimsa yafe b'osen mekomos sheikshu tzad chamur doesn't always work if they go through all the sugyas. V'af, now he can use the af shematzinu shepirshu kein betosos b'shem abenutam. Oh, the Maisa, we know. Tosos quoted this. Where did Tosos quote it? Suvis, Vayter, that same Tosos that we began with. He starts in Amed Aleph, Lamed Beis Amed Aleph. Then we skipped a few lines into the Tyra stuff, okay? Then he comes back to the same discussion further on Amed Beis. What does he say? Abenutam. The Farish, the Sugi and Ksuvis, Rabbeinu Tam the Farish, the God the Eidim Zomimin, Shayich Tzad Chomer. What do you mean? What's Pshat? Mishim the Oso Tzad Chomer, Shel Chovel, Yachalios, Eidim Zomimin, in the Ido Alechet, Shel Chovel Bachaveiro, the Huzmu. So what is the Chiv of the Eidim? The Misham and Chamisha Dvarim, Masherat Sul Chayvo. That's Tzad Chomer. V'tzadakal, she'ken yesh lefar, she'ken yilav de b'chovel, yedim zomen yesh, ein ben kuras, fine. Let's get back. V'chein, v'perek kama de makos, yalef, moti shemra, v'edim zomen, d'lav shemay, selokin alav, uparech, ar gemara, malet, tzad shem, she'ken yetzad chomer, yesh lefar, shkiyachal, rabbeinu tam. Works here as well. Or more explicit is in the bit of perek by us, Benu Peretz. After the Ritva? What? Yeah, after the Ritva. Yeah. Malat Sarasav is getting in and it's with Tzadchamor. The Tema, La'olim L'tuchalim Tzad Hashav. V'omari, so he brings the Peshad and Mishunim. Od Yeshlomer, he says. Kaka does mention a bit of time, but this is the toast coach bishop. Shekin Yeshman Tzad Chomer Wilko Suishale. They both have Loka Misham, Ubeidim Zomin, Nami Isaki, on Sheidu, Bo, Shahotzi Shema, Bahuzmo, Dulokin Misham, and Kasha Zamu, Allah. Here we have what to say. Before I speak, who had a question before? Someone had to, yeah.
Regarding Rabbi Ashkenazi, you also have to find the Chumrah in Zonim by...
No, because the point is, as long as I can find some overlap in one direction, then it puts the Tumulamdin in a distinct place that's different from the Lamed. The problem of Tzad Chomer is that what makes them distinct as a unit from the thing you want to learn to? If their respective Chumras are not the same, once I can find the Chumra of one in the other in some example, that's all I need to do. I have to make it reciprocal. It doesn't have to be both. As long as I can carry over the Chumra of Lokum Mishalim to Edom Zomim, or the Chumra of Chovel to Edom Zomim. So now, Tzad Chumra. By Chovel, it's the Iker, that's the Chumra of Chovel itself. And the Tzad Chumra is to find an application of that by Edom Zomim. Or Lokum Mishalim. Rabosai, there's a lot of lumbus here. A lot of lumbus. Let's chazer over what we've seen here. Because, you know, if nothing else, you come out, you'll be able to say over, not everyone is holding mamish the intricacy of this, so you could say a nice gishmak is svar, right? Because that's always good. So just, people like to talk hakiras, right? What's kasha zomam? What's kasha zomam exactly? So we usually think, you know, kasha zomam, whatever they wanted, you know, so that's mida keneged mida, that's what they should get. So we have a yisod of Rabbi Chanan. We mentioned in the Beis Amid Aleph with the Tosis about Kol Zom Abim Lo Samisa, right? Remember all that? That Beis Amid Aleph. It was too long ago before. It was last year. Before Tavshin Pei. Tavshin Ayin Test, you did it. Yeah. Beis Amid Aleph. So what do we have there? Yisod. Rav Chana says, and he proves it from this Rabbeinu Tam in Ksuvis, on Chova Bachavera. He uses an interesting phrase of the Yoresh the Gemar Din. Yoresh is not, doesn't mean like Yerusha of Hilchus, Yerusha of Yeshnochin, but Ki'ilu, that's what it is. It's not, okay, let's figure out what did they want to do, and that's what they're going to get. No, it's more like a natural consequence of what was the Psag Din, that's transferring to them. Where did he see this idea? It's a novel idea. He says, what does it mean? The Chumrah of Chamisha Dvarim can exist by Edom Zomim. That's what Tzad Chomer means according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Chum, what makes Chamisha Dvarim a Chumrah? What makes it a Chumrah? Because it's different types of payment. There's Nezek, and there's another type of Kutsar, and you have a formula for that, and a formula for Ripoy. And it's not the fact that the Sachar call a lot of money. That doesn't make it unique as Chamisha Dvarim. You can add it all up, and it's a tashlum of whatever it adds up to. Now, Chovel is unique. It's a Chumrah, because the Torah makes you pay this type of payment, and that type of payment, and the other, and the other, and the other. Five types of payment. So I understand by Chovel, you can treat that as a Chumrah of Chamisha Dvarim. But now we want to explain, what does it mean, Tzad Chomer? So we say, because the very same Chumrah of Chamisha Dvarim, you have it, not all the time, but you have it in a case of Edom Zomim. Heidu al echad shechava b'chavero, and they're going to be hit with Chamisha Dvarim. I understand. Why is that viewed as a chumrah in the context of kasha zama? After all, what is kasha zama? What did they want this person to have to do? So this person would have had to pay, so think about it. Chamisha Dvarim would meant he would have had to have sacha kol X amount of money. So kasha zom, they have to pay. Their punishment is to pay. But by them, it's not with the distinct label of chamisha dvarim. By them, it's sach hakol, this much money. How could you call that a shared chumra? By chovel, it's a chumra, chamisha dvarim. But when you transfer that to the context of hazama, so if the normal way to think about kasha zomam, what is kasha zomam? It's whatever it was zamam. So they were zamam, this person, to lose from his bank account X amount of money. So why would that be viewed as having the chumrah of chamisha dvarim by Edom Zomim? That's a bino. So Rabbi Chanan says in Kavod Shiurim, this must be the raya that we understand the pshat in kasha zamam is not that you just make a cheshbon. What is it that they were zamam? They have to pay the price. That's their It's that the very Gemar Din that they imposed through their Dibur, that based imposed on the person, that's now to be carried out against them. In other words, the Chalos Shem Chamisha Dvarim, which was the Psag Din on the person, that is now going to boomerang and become their Chiyuv. Their Chiyuv is called Chamisha Dvarim. It's not just Sachar Koex and other money. It's Chamisha Dvarim. So now you could call the Adam Zomer. They have the Chiyuv. They have a case where they are Chai, Chamisha Dvarim. That was Rav Chanan's, one of his strongest rights in this Rabbeinu Tam. That's number one. Now let's take in Taras Sugya. As Tosus alludes to there, and Rabbeinu Peretz here, and the Ritva here, what does it come out over here? What's the Gemara's Kasha? This is the fifth Pshat? It's the fifth Pshat, yeah. Tzad Chamur. Tzad Chamur means that the Loka Meshalem of Motzi Shema, you have it by Edom Zomim as well. Where? Where they're testifying that somebody is a Motzi Shema. So it comes out, according to this Pshat in the Gemara, we have a Mefurish Gemara about a case of Edom Zomim on a Motzi Shema that they are local Mishal. Is that something that is for sure absolutely the case, or we saw some discussion about that case? Nubinyamin. What do we see about that? Did we get acquainted with this case once before? Edim who are made on somebody who's a Motzi Shema. So what should be the halach? Is it so clear that it's Loka Mishali? According to this Pshat Sad Chomer, it's absolutely clear in the Gemara. It's absolutely clear that Edim have to, but it wasn't as simple. What? No. We had this case itself came to our consciousness when we were learning Tosis and Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. In conjunction, I should say, with Tosis Lamed Beis and Beis and Sukkos. Of course, that's the same discussion. Lokin of Mishalmin, says Rav Meir. Why? Shelo Hashem HaMeviyah Anridei Makos Meviyah De Tashlum. What do those words mean? So the first, the Rosh HaMedabrim, of course, is Rashi. So what does Rashi say? What does it mean? Lo Hashem means the Mikra. The Pasuk that's coming from Makos is Lusana. The Pasuk that's with Tashlum is Kashazamam. Because it's two separate Sukkim, that's why, says Rav Meir, Loka Mishal. So what does that imply? That Shitas Rav Meir, Loka Misharim, is limited to what? To when the two Chiyuvim are from two Pesukim. The Tosis has Kashis from Osachsom and so on. Svara, we have to. But something else, is there a case that Rav Meir would therefore agree that you would not say Loka Misharim because it's all coming from one Pasuk? Is there a case like that? That would be implied from the words of Rav Meir, according to Shitas Rashi. So who addresses this? Who addresses this? A possible case? Was it that? This is Tafshin Pei. This is Tafshin Pei. I guarantee you. Maybe a week ago. It wasn't. Maybe it was still Kislev. Yeah? Kislev. Cheshvan and Kislev. Remember it? It was a few days ago. Okay? No? So, what? Tosfos and Ksuvos discusses, yeah, I have a case that Rav Meir might be agreeing that it's because it's Mikra Echad, so then you wouldn't say Loka Mishal. Again, we have the Cheshbin at Motzi Shema, it's at Shnei Mikros, it's Mikra Echad, it's Bnei Yeshua, but meanwhile, what is the case that both Chiyuvim are coming from one Pasuk? Lo and behold, this case, the case of Edom Sheido Echad Shehotzi Shema Lishto, and now the punishment of the Edom should be coming from what? One Pasuk, which Pasuk? Kasha Zaman. So here a mayor might be in fact holding what? The analog of Hashem, because in one pasuk, I can fill the pasuk in some level. This is what Tosus suggested initially. Comes Tosus and says, however, that this does not appear correct to the Re. And the Re challenges this to be so. Because, and the Lashon of the Re was, this is Tosus Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Again, what Tos brings that as the Kigon, according to Rashi, the mayor would agree in that case, Ein Lokin Misham, it's one Mikra. The Ein Yer Elari, Gelo Mistaver, Shilo Yu, Chayoven Maman, Umalkis, Bichai Gavna, Kim Shavatsu, Chay Voshneim. Ooh. Can't be that you should be having, you shouldn't be Chay both. Vatsu, Chay Voshneim. So the first thing is we have to know what the Tosfos mean to ask. Did he mean to ask according to Rav Meir? Did he mean according to the Rabbanan? So the way that it sounds like from the word of Tosfos means to ask even according to the Rabbanan. But that's because he learned from Moti Shema. Because Rashi Chavishneim, that's enough to say that the Chayiv both. So Tosfos could not concede that should be an example that Meir would agree in Ochim Yishalim, because to the contrary, even for the Chachamim, Rashi Chavishneim. Now we have to figure out what the Tosfos mean. So if you remember, there was Yeshua's Machavin to Rav Chaim. Chaim in the stencil said a pshat. Rav Chaim said, what's the pshat? Why is Tosfos taking for granted that you chayev both? Because what's the yisod of why should you be chayev both? Kedevish also, it's two rishayos, it can't be chayev. Here, it's not shtei rishayos, it's one risha. It's one risha. It's kashizama. Nice pshat in Tosfos in the read. However, l'chor, that pshat not going to work with what we just read right here in Sad Chomer. According to Rabbi, there was no Gemara that talked about this case. The Gemara of Sad Chomer can mean any one of the other four Pshatim that we said. There's no Gemara. But the Rabbi took for granted it's Yechayibo. The way that this Pshat of Sad Chomer is going to work is to say that the Chumra of Lokam Misharim can apply also by Edom Zomim. You call that Chumra of Lokam Misharim? By Motzi Shema, it's a chumrah, lokum mishalim. By Yidim Zomim, why is it lokum mishalim? Because it's one mishah, it's kashazama. So how could you use it as a pircha of tzad chamur? It's not a chumrah, by Yidim, it's one mishah. So the Pshat of Chaim was nice and well to read the words of Tosis there, but it's not going to work from the fact that this is called tzad chamur. It sounds like we have to view it as a chumrah of lokum mishalim by Yidim Zomim. This was maybe a riot to the other way to understand. The other way to understand the pshat of the Ri is not that he meant it's one mishnah. He meant that kasha zamam demands you have to give them kasha zamam. What was kasha zamam? What did they want him to do? They wanted him to be subject to a psak din that has stamped on it a chumrah of shtei mishayos, lokal mishale. That's unique. Motzi Shema is unique. Lokum Mishalim. They wanted to impose a psak din that had written on it chumrah of Lokum Mishalim. If you're not going to give them both, it's not Kasha Zaman, because they're not getting a chumrah of Lokum Mishalim. So Kasha Zaman dictates that they have to have both chiyuvim, because they need to have also a psak din that has the chumrah of Lokum Mishalim. Ah, that's what Tosfos meant. Then it's Gishmak over here. Now we understand why this could be called Tzad Chomer in the Gemara. Because the chumrah of Lokum Mishalim, you can have it even by Edom Zomim. In a case, again, the case of Edom Sheido Motzi Shemra, that they're going to get the onus of Lokum Mishalim, kashem that they wanted the Motzi Shemra, the person that they testified to have that double onus, which is unusual, they have to get the same thing. So again, according to the Ri himself, there is no such Gemara, because Sat Chomer can mean any other pshat that the Ri says over here, Mishuna. But meanwhile, we have the fifth pshat, Lokum Mishalim, Rabbeinu Tam, Meir Ashkenazi, and heard that the understanding of it would be go very well with the Chazon Ish's interpretation of the Ri over there, not with that of the of Rav Chaim. Good.